Good morning. We're continuing the topic that we started last time of saying Vayechulu Hashamayim Va'aretz three times on Friday night, when we say in the silent Amida, and then immediately thereafter the entire Tzibur together, and the third time when we go home and say Kiddush. And as is known, our saying of Vayechulu is like Edus. It's as if we are testifying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And accordingly, today's question is, what are some of the halachic ramifications of Vayechulu being Edus? So in fact, we're going to start talking about Edus, independent of a saying of Vayechulu, Edus in front of a Beis Din. So the Gemara in Shavuos, Lamed Amud Beis tells us that when Edim are giving testimony in a Beis Din, they are required to stand. It's based on the pasuk that says, "Va'amdu shnei ha'anashim," that the two people testifying have to stand. That is how we paskin as follows. This is in the Rambam, "Ha'edim la'olam ba'amida." The Edim, those witnesses, when they're testifying, they have to be standing when they testify in front of the Beis Din. And he brings that pasuk, Va'amdu shnei hanashim. Then based on that concept that Edus has to be said standing, the Shiltei HaGiborim relates that to the saying of Vayechulu on Friday night. And he says as follows, Shebisman she'omer Vayechulu. When somebody says Vayechulu, Me'id al ma'ase bereishis, he is testifying as to creation. V'lachein, Omro me'umad kedin hagadat edut. Accordingly, he has to say it standing, just like any other testimony is said standing. So too, when we say Vayechulu, that is said standing. And in fact, that is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. She'omrim Vayechulu b'kol ram. You have to testify. When you give testimony, you have to say it out loud. And also, me'umad, and it has to be said standing up. So that is Vayechulu. So in fact, the Torah says as follows. We know we say Vayechulu in our silent Amida. So why do we go on and have to repeat it again with the Tzibur? So he brings three reasons for this. The first one is that when we have a Yontif that falls on Shabbos, so in the Amida, the private Shemona Esrei, the private Amida, we don't say Vayechulu. And accordingly, we have to say it together. It has to be said. And in that Shmona Esrei, which is of the Yontif Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, we say Ata v'chartanu mikol amim. And therefore, we have to say Vayechulu. So we say it afterward. And even though on a regular Shabbos, we say Vayechulu in the Amida, Chazal instituted, just like we say Vayechulu on Yontif that falls on Shabbos, because it's not in the Amida, we're going to also say it on a regular Shabbos together after the Amida. So that's the first reason why the Torah brings that we repeat Vayechulu after the Amida. He also continues with the second reason, Vegam lachotzi ad mi she'eino yodea. You also want to be motzi, anyone who didn't know how to say the Vayechulu and the Amida, so we say it for them. And the third reason, it was what's the most relevant for us. He says that the minhag is to say Vayechulu out loud, b'kol ram, and standing, because it is Edus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And it says in the pasuk that we cited before, Va'amdu shnei anashim, that you have to stand when we are giving Edus in front of a Beis Din. So too, when we say Vayechulu, v'lachein tzarech she'yamdu v'yomru oso b'yachad. Accordingly, we have to say the Vayechulu standing, and we say it together with the Tzibur. So what the Torah is telling us is, when we said it in our private Shmona Esrei, it didn't fulfill the requirements of Vayechulu, of the requirements of testimony, strictly speaking. We were saying it by ourselves. We didn't say it out loud. We did say it standing, but we didn't say it together. And it says, Va'amdu shnei ha'anashim. We need at least two people, kapshuto, and we will, Amir Tashem, get back to this tomorrow. How many people do we need to say Vayechulu? But the pshuto of this Torah is what he's saying is the Amida, when we say it the first time, that doesn't fulfill the requirements of testimony. And accordingly, to have proper edus, we repeat the Vayechulu. Just to continue the concept, we said that now we've said it two times in shul, in the Amida, and then we repeat it as Edus together, and then we go home, and we repeat the Vayechulu a third time. So why do we say it a third time? So the Torah says as follows, the Afalpi, She'amru vayechulu betfila, even though we said vayechulu in davening at shul, we repeated again lahotzi banav u'bnei beis. So we want to be motzi our children, the people in our household, our wives, the mitzvah of vayechulu as well. So we repeat it a third time when we get home. And the tshuvas binyan means Zev. In addition to that reason, he says as follows, an additional reason, and this we mentioned yesterday, that vayechulu, we learn from Para Aduma that just like in the pasuk of Para Aduma that tells us to take a Para Aduma, it says the word Asher three times. So too in Vayechulu it says the word Asher three times to come to teach us that we should be saying the Vayechulu three times. And just like the Para Aduma acts as a kapara, so too saying Vayechulu acts as a kapara. And accordingly, based on that drasha, we should be repeating it three times, the third time being at home. So we have two reasons to repeat it again in order to be motzi the people in the household and to fulfill that medrash. And Amir Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with the very important question, how many people, when we're saying it that second time in the tzibur, have to be saying the Vayechulu together. Have a wonderful day.